Sunday 4/13/25. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is The Ways of the Spirit. And we're, with that, we're going to go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The Lord said that we would go through a time of refreshing, and that would come by a fresh anointing. And I have to say that this week, it's like I came to a dead end. And by the end of that day, it's like a different mindset, a different direction. All right, the first four verses here of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul's talking here. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth, such a one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. I'm just going to give you the thoughts here as the Lord's bringing this. I can't even tell you this morning that I totally understand. It says, when you're trained to walk in the Spirit, it means that the supernatural world opens to you. We know that Paul, above all others, operated this way. He could not tell if he was there physically or just spiritually. Even at this writing, he didn't come to a conclusion about it. But he said he saw things he couldn't even speak about. I believe we need to become aware of this because this could happen to any one of us. As we acclimate more to the spirit realm and the ways of the Spirit, we open ourselves up to the supernatural, the ways of the Spirit. Okay, now Acts chapter 8. We'll start with 26 there. It's talking about Philip here. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. He arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. See, Philip was subject to just getting up and saying, wherever the Lord said, go, is where he went. This was the type of guy he was. Doesn't say that it shows that he's with anybody. He's just by himself. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before a shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet? This? Of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. And Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. So here Philip's just caught away in the Spirit. He's translated from one place to another. Okay, let's go to John chapter 6. The ways of the Spirit. The deeper in we get, the more we will learn the ways of the Spirit. And it won't just be, well, they did that in when Jesus was around or after Jesus left, they did it then, but you know, we don't see anything like that around here now. Okay, John 6, starting with 16. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum, and it was now dark. And Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had roved about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Translated. Besides the fact he's walking on water. Translations. Kenneth Copeland tells us such an experience. He was going to pray for a man, and he had to climb a long flight of stairs. He put his foot on the first step. The next thing he knew, he was at the top of the stairs. Gloria Copeland tells of a lady that she had never met before, said that she and Billy Brim came into her hospital room and prayed for her, and she was healed. Gloria told the lady that she was never there. Eventually, her spirit was. Gloria said she prayed every night and made herself available to be used by the Holy Spirit any time, day or night. Looks like this is what was going on there. While she's asleep. Yeah. Jesse Duplantis tells of a time that he had a lost hour. He was driving, and the next thing he knew, he was in another place, and it would have been impossible for him to be there because it took a longer time to get there. I think he said actually a cloud filled the car. In the spirit realm, we don't need roads, evidently. There were times that people would ask Jesus, How did you get over here? In the spirit realm, impossible becomes possible. On 1-23-25, I woke up at 2:30 a.m. and could not go back to sleep. Danny was also awakened at that time, and we both began to pray as well. I knew who I was praying for. We'll keep that private for now. After a couple hours, it lifted, so I got up, fixed my coffee, and began to read my Bible. When I went to prayer, I had an inward vision. I saw myself in a hospital room or emergency room, and there was a person laying on one of those steel tables. I think they were dead. I saw myself go over to the table and say something to them, and they rose up. I cannot be sure, but I think it might have been the same person that I had interceded for earlier. Was I there? No. Maybe I was in spirit. I don't know. Walking in the supernatural overrides the natural laws. Now let's go to 2 Kings. This is more subject. You know, Paul caught up to the third heaven, but it's also very prominent in the prophetic office of the prophet. We see a lot more demonstration of the prophets in the Old Testament, really, than we do in the New. Okay, this is 2 Kings 5. This is talking about Naaman. I'm not going to read all of it. And we know that he comes up to the door and he wants the prophet to come out and pray for him. And he said, well, just tell him to go wash in the pool 7 times, you know. And Naaman gets mad and his servants tell him, well, Father, you know, if he'd have told you to do a big thing, you'd have done it. How much more so to go and wash in the Jordan? He said, that dirty old river, our rivers are better than that. But anyway, they talked him into it, and he did, and he came back, and he was clean. Well, right here. And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong place. All right. Uh, Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan. Verse 14. According to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. And he said, As the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, Shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant two mules, burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing the Lord pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, then when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. And he said unto him, Go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, Behold, my master hath spared Naaman the Syrian, and not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, Is all well? He said, All is well. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. And Naaman said, Be content, take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. When he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, Whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, Thy servant went no whither. He said unto him, Went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence, a leper as white as snow. The part that got me was, didn't my spirit go with thee? Okay. Let's keep going here. The person I was praying for in the spirit was in the direction of safety from an accident. Was this the same person I saw on that table? I'm not sure. It scared me so bad I could hardly eat the next day, but the Holy Spirit is teaching us to walk naturally in the supernaturally. So when these things begin to happen, it doesn't scare us or cause us to draw back. If you looked at all the different visions and dreams of supernatural events that are recorded in the Bible, you would probably find that several of them say heavenly things, but they were not actually there in their body, but in their spirit. In other words, they weren't actually there. Was Elisha there with Gehazi? No, but his spirit went with him. Okay, a few more. Daniel. This is Daniel chapter 10. Now we know Daniel had lots of visions and dreams about Israel and the future of his people. But Daniel didn't go anywhere but Chebar. Daniel 10, this is start with verse 1. It says, In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. The thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, Daniel was mourning three full weeks. Ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till three whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day, in the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Adekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body was also like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words was like the voice of a multitude. And Daniel alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. He's in a trance, and he was seeing these things. What I saw that day was a vision. It was not my own imagining. It was a vision. Okay, go to Acts chapter 10 now. Starting with verse 1 there. Now, I'm not going to read the whole story. This is Peter going to Cornelius. But here Peter, let me find it here. He's waiting. He's on the housetop and he's hungry and he falls asleep. It says he fell into a trance. And that's when he saw the great sheet let down from the four corners to the earth with the unclean animals on it. And the Lord said, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Peter was in a trance, just like Daniel was in a trance. He wasn't. A trance is a displacement of the mind or bewilderment or ecstasy. So I don't know if you're aware of your surroundings or where you are. You're just aware of what's going on, what you're seeing in a trance. Okay. In other words, it says displacement of the mind. In other words, it's your mind is focused on the vision. What I saw with my eyes wide open, but it wasn't with my natural eyes that I saw it, but with the eyes of my spirit. I hope this helps you so that you won't go through the anxiety that I did trying to figure out what was happening to me. We've not been taught about this, but the Bible is full of it. Thank the Lord for teaching us how to follow Him and be available to Him day and night if need be. I have to say this, just like what Doc says or said in the movie, Rhodes, where we're going, we don't need roads. Just like the translations, just like Jesse Duplantis, just like Gloria showing up in a hospital room and she said, "I was never there." Now you know why they say, like when Peter was at the door, "Oh, it's his angel." That's the truth. Yeah.